Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Supcase and iBlazon. Leading off today, as expected, Apple is now rolling out iOS 18.0.1 to iPhone users. This update comes 3 weeks after iOS 18 was released to the general public, and it includes key bug fixes for iPhone users affecting the camera, messages, performance, and more. First, the update fixes an issue where your touchscreen may temporarily become unresponsive in certain circumstances on iPhone 16 and iPhone 16 Pro. It also fixes an issue where the camera might freeze when recording macro mode video on the ultrawide camera in 4K with HDR turned off on the iPhone 16 Pro. There's a fix for a bug where messages might quit unexpectedly when replying to a message with a shared Apple Watch face. And finally, Apple says iOS 18.0.1 fixes an issue where performance may be impacted due to an issue with memory allocation on some iPhones. Apple has also released iPadOS 18.0.1, and its most notable change is that iPadOS 18 is now once again available for the M4 iPad Pro. As we talked about a couple weeks ago, Apple pulled iPadOS 18.0 specifically for the M4 iPad Pro, because some users said updating bricked their devices. So iPadOS 18 has been unavailable for the M4 iPad Pro for the past 3 weeks, but now that has changed. With iPadOS 18.0.1, the update is once again available for the M4 iPad Pro. There's a fix for when messages might quit unexpectedly when replying to a message with a shared Apple Watch face, and a fix for when performance may be impacted due to a memory allocation problem on some iPad models. There are also a couple of key security fixes in these updates. First, Apple says that iOS 18.0.1 fixes a bug where audio messages in the Messages app could have recorded a few seconds of audio before the green microphone indicator was active in the Dynamic Island and in Control Center. This bug only specifically impacted the iPhone 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro, and 16 Pro Max. Second, Apple says that both iOS 18.0.1 and iPadOS 18.0.1 address a security issue where the VoiceOver accessibility feature could have read a user's saved passwords out loud. This issue specifically impacted the Passwords app across all devices running iOS 18 and iPadOS 18. Both of these 18.0.1 updates are rolling out now and can be installed by going to the Settings app, choosing General, then choosing Software Updates. They both include some important fixes both for bugs and security problems, so we recommend updating your iPhone and your iPad as soon as possible. We are sponsored this week by Supcase and iBlazon. Upgrade your brand new iPhone 16 with a case that is both stylish and highly protective. The Armor Box from iBlazon is what you want if you're looking for a rugged case option that leaves no part of your phone exposed to the elements. It's made from a shock-absorbent material, has an integrated screen protector, and has a zinc alloy camera cover that doubles as a kickstand. And from Supcase is their long-running brand of unicorn beetle cases, now updated for the iPhone 16 and 16 Pro. It even includes a built-in covered button with a capacitive surface to send your swipe gestures to the camera control. You can hit the link in the show notes to learn more about Supcase's and iBlazon's cases for the iPhone 16. Apple is also rolling out watchOS 11.0.1 to the Apple Watch. This update includes a handful of notable bug fixes for Apple Watch users, including fixes for when Apple Watch may unexpectedly restart for some users, for when the music app may unexpectedly quit while loading media, for when the touchscreen may be temporarily unresponsive for some Apple Watch Series 9, Series 10, and Ultra 2 users, a fix for the Messages app crashing when replying to a shared Apple Watch face, and a fix for a problem that caused some Apple Watch models' batteries to drain too fast. The update is available now by going to the Apple Watch app on your iPhone or to the Settings app on your Apple Watch itself. The update will start when Apple Watch is charged to at least 50% and on its charger. macOS Sequoia 15.0.1 is also now available. It includes a fix for when shared Apple Watch faces might crash the Messages app, and it improves compatibility with third-party security software. And finally, we have visionOS 2.0.1, which Apple says fixes an issue where the YouTube video player might freeze Safari an issue with web extension data after updating to VisionOS 2, and a fix for replying to a message with a shared Apple Watch face in Messages. So again, in total, Apple has updates out for iOS, iPadOS, WatchOS, macOS, and VisionOS, all available right now. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, where you can leave a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.